This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Okay, here's the second segment of the Shir. We want to continue speaking about the foundation, really, of Parshas Tazria Metzora, which the Gemara Nerechin says Tzaras comes as a punishment for Lashon Hara. We were speaking about Koyach HaDibur in general, and I would like to offer perhaps a new insight into why it is that of all the mitzvahs and masim tovim that compose our Torah, David HaMelech teaches us that Miha Isha Chafetz Chayim Oyev Yomim Leroy's Toiv, if somebody wants a long, happy afterlife and a good, enjoyable this world, the secret is Nitzar Lashon Chameira, guard your tongue from evil. Why is speaking Lashon Hara so detrimental to one's life? And why is guarding one's tongue the secret ingredient to living a long, happy, and successful life? Why would that be? So, I'm sure you've heard, maybe it's somewhat, you would think it's somewhat of a legend. Sometimes you hear people say, you know, don't use up your words because we only have a limited number of words in this world, and when you finish your words, you know, you're done. It's all over, you know. So don't use up your allotted number of words. And is there any basis to that? There is. I saw in the Chidah quotes Reb Chaim Vital, that a person is given a certain number of words, and you don't want to use it up. Why is it that a person's lifetime is measured by his words? You know, why don't we say a person can eat a certain number of sandwiches in his life. So don't eat too many sandwiches because, you know, you might meet your quota too soon. Or why don't we say a person is has a certain number of ounces of water that they could drink. You know, why is life measured by words? Even David HaMelech is saying, Miha Isha Chafetz Chayim, you want to live a long life? Guard your tongue. Why guard your tongue? Guard your ears, guard your nose, guard your feet. Why dafka guard your mouth? Now we're going to ask a question. We're going to take a little poll. What is the most important quality of being a good Rebbe? What would you say? He should be, I don't know, patient, understanding. He should, humility. He needs to learn. I would say the most important quality of being a good Rebbe is the Rebbe has to speak clearly. Because if the Rebbe doesn't speak clearly, he could have every good quality in the world. No one's going to know what he's talking about. So I personally would say that the most important quality is the Rebbe has to speak clearly. Now, who is the quintessential Rebbe of all time? Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu had every single good quality. He was the most humble man who ever lived. And Rabbeinu Yonah writes, the same way he was the most humble man who ever lived, he equally excelled in every other good quality. He was just missing one ingredient. He did not speak clearly. He was kvad peh or kvad lashon. Haloi davarhu, why would that be? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Moshe with every ma'ala and every form of shlemus? And yet, when it came to what could arguably be the most important ingredient of being a Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu did not speak clearly. Why is that? Let's analyze another interesting thing, another interesting phenomenon. The Gemara says in Masechet Nida, Lamed Amud Beis, what is a child like, B'mei Imai? And the Gemara tells us, he's like an envelope. And his head is placed between his two knees, his mouth is sealed, his navel is open, he eats what his mother eats, he drinks what his mother drinks, he doesn't produce any excrement, and the moment he's born, all the sealed orifices are opened, everything which is opened closes. Otherwise, the baby would not be able to live for 1 second. And there's a candle lit on the baby's head. He could see from one end of the world to the other. And the Gemara tells us, this is the best time of the life of the baby. And the baby knows, Kol HaTorah Kula. And a malach comes and hits him on the mouth, and he forgets all of his learning. So I have a few questions for you. Did you ever bump your head? Chas v'shalom, if you bump your head, then maybe, you know, it could affect your memory. But how would being hit on the mouth affect your memory? What does a mouth got to do with memory? The malach comes and hits the child on its mouth. So, since when is the mouth related to memory? Also, how is the baby able to learn Kol HaTorah Kula b'mei imai? And as easily as he learned it, I mean, I don't think we could learn the whole Torah in 9 months. That's pretty amazing. I'm saying that's not Daf Yomi. I have a hard time even with Daf Yomi. For me, Daf Yomi is too fast. This is more than seven blad a day to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. And this is Yushalmi and the Rambam and the Mishnah and everything. How does a baby learn Kol HaTorah Kula? And then what? He goes to elementary school and it takes him 70 years to if he's lucky, to learn everything he learned in 9 months. What's going on over here? The child can learn Kol HaTorah Kula and then he can't even learn Shas in 50 years? Interesting thing that in Parshas Tzav we read that during the Shiva Simei HaMiluim, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who did the Avodah in the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu was the servicing Kohen Gadol. Moshe was Meshamesh all 7 days of the Miluim. However, the Gemara in Tainus Yud Aleph on the Beis asks and discusses what kind of begadim did Moshe Rabbeinu wear when he did the Miluim, and the Gemara says B'chalak Lavan She'en Lo Imra, a white cloth, a white robe, like a kittel, that has no hem. How do you say hem in Hebrew? Imra. Speech. Isn't that interesting? Hem is called an imra. Words. Why is hem referred to as words? And now we come to the most interesting question of all. The bracha of Asher Yatzar. Asher Yatzar is a very important bracha. The Seder Hayoim tells us that one who is careful to make Asher Yatzar b'kavana, he will save himself from having to visit the doctor. He will be protected from illness. And he'll also be protected from doctors, which is also something you need to be protected from. And after Asher Yatzar, we make another bracha, Elokei Neshama. Now, Elokei Neshama, interestingly, ends Baruch Atah Hashem HaMachzer Neshamas Lefkar Meisim, but it does not begin with a baruch. Elokei Neshama begins, Elokei Neshama. Isn't it odd that Elokei Neshama does not begin with a baruch? Why would that be? So the Mechaber says, Asher Yatzar, Elokei Neshama doesn't begin with baruch, because it's a Birchas Hoidah, and Birchas Hoidah don't necessarily have to begin with baruch, like we find by Birchas HaGeshamim. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Mechaber in Sif Vav holds that Birchas Elokei Neshama is not Samach L'Chavertav Asher Yatzar, and therefore, in the morning when you wash your hands, you could say Asher Yatzar, and you could say Elokei Neshama in the shul. But friends, I'll tell you a little secret. I don't do that. I say Asher Yatzar and Elokei Neshama together in shul. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to delay Asher Yatzar and to say it together with Elokei Neshama, like the Gra says, because Elokei Neshama and Asher Yatzar are brachos hasmuchos l'chaverta. There are two brachos that are connected to each other, that are juxtaposed to each other, Asher Yatzar and Elokei Neshama. And forgive the analogy, but I would have to call Asher Yatzar and Elokei Neshama the odd couple. I mean, I don't think you could get a more peculiar union and combination than Asher Yatzar and Elokei Neshama. Asher Yatzar talks about the most physical element of man. It talks about man's lowest activity. It's a gratitude for Hashem for taking care of one's bodily needs. And it's a very graphic bracha. We talk about chalulim, chalulim, nekavim, nekavim, all the various orifices of the body, all the various digestive Ivarim of excretion, and we're thanking Hashem for the most physical elements of man. And then we say, Elokai, neshama shenasata bi tahirahi, the soul that you gave me is pure. I mean, isn't that an odd combination? The body and the soul, and we're going to just mix them, we're just going to fuse them together? And the Maharal teaches us that how did the Ribbono Shel'Olam fuse together the body and the soul? Because think about it. A body without a soul can't do anything, is lifeless. A soul without a body has no tangibility to it. And somehow, God was able to fuse the body and the soul together. What is the interface and the glue that connects the guf to the neshama? So the Maharal writes in the Gevurois Hashem, it says, Vayipach, it says, and this is a pasuk we read in the first segment, the first shir, Vayivra, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es ha'adam, afar min ha'adama, God formed man dirt from the ground. That's the physical creation of man. Vayipach bi'apov nishmas chayim. And God blew into his nostril a living spirit. And when God took the body and he blew in the soul, Vayehi ha'adam lenefesh chaya, man became a living entity, says Targum Onkelos, Ruach memalala, a speaking entity. In other words, the glue that fuses together body and soul is the faculty of speech. A lifeless body can't talk. A soul can't speak. Body and soul come together. When they come together, the interface, the makeh bipatish, is the koyach hadibur. The koyach hadibur is what holds together body and soul. Otherwise, the body and the soul cannot connect. They have no commonality with which to stick together. They're such polar opposites. They're like opposite sides of a magnet. They would just fly away. Body and soul cannot coexist. It is the koyach hadibur that fuses together the body and the soul. Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Adam min ha'adama, vayipach bi'apav nishmas chayim, body, soul, vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. Says the Maharal, now we understand why Moshe Rabbeinu did not have the capacity to speak. Because what is the koyach hadibur? That is what allows the guf to coexist with the neshama. Moshe Rabbeinu, says Maharal, is what we call a seichel nivdal, a elevated and separate intellect. His soul was so holy. V'zoyis habracha asher birach Moshe ish ho'elokim. He's an ish ho'elokim. His soul never fuses with his body. His soul cannot exist with his body. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu cannot talk. Because since Moshe's soul was so elevated, was so gehoiden, his soul cannot mix and fuse with the body. He never had the koyach hadibur. The koyach hadibur is, so to speak, the makia bepatish of man's creation. That's why the hem of a garment. You could make a garment, but it's not ready to be worn. It's the final touch of a garment is the imra, the hem. The hem, it's called imra because amira is the makia bepatish of a person. That is why the Gemara says when a person is born, the malach comes and hits it on the mouth. Doesn't mean a malach takes a bat and hits the person on the mouth. Some people want to say that a little indentation under the nose is somehow the wound of the malach. I can't tell you. I never saw that happen. As far as I know, if you take a picture of a child in utero, the baby has the indentation. So apparently, maybe there's something else over here. But whatever it may be, man, you know how man, b'mei imoy, knows kol ha'Torah kula? Because in b'mei imoy, the soul is not connected to the guf. If the soul is not connected to the guf, it's not influenced by the physicality and the gashmius of the guf, it's not lowered by the physical nature of the guf, so the seichel, the neshama, is like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's just a pure soul. It's like kai neshama shenasat b'tahirahi. It's able to learn kol ha'Torah kula. But then when the child is ready to be born, the Malach comes and says, wait a second, you have a soul, you have a body, but they have not been fused together. He hits the baby on the mouth. That is the Makeh B'Patish of man's creation that fuses together the body and the soul. Now there's a Koyach HaDibor. The problem is now the soul is connected to the guf. The soul cannot remember a blessed thing anymore. Because the more you're connected to the body, the more physical your nature is, the less Torah becomes natural to you as an entity. And it is so difficult and the Torah becomes so elusive. So in other words, B'mei Imai, the soul was a pure neshama. The neshama can learn Kala Torah Kula. But then, when the neshama comes time to be born, the malach comes, Makeh B'Piv, he hits him in the mouth. That's the Makeh B'Patish of man's creation. Now the soul and body fuse together, so now you forget Kala Torah Kula. But Moshe Rabbeinu's body never fused together with his soul. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu always knew Kala Torah Kula. The only thing is, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't talk. Because if you could talk, that means your body is fused with your soul. If your body is fused with your soul, you can't learn Torah. Either you could talk, or you could understand Torah. Now, comes Rabbi Yitzchak Kuttner Zechatzak Levracha, and he adds a absolute gem of an idea to the Maral. And he teaches us that if you look in the Rambam, in his sixth book, the book that discusses Hilchos, Nedarim, Nezirois, Shvuos, Erechin, Charamim, the name of that book is Sefer Hafla'ah. How do you say to utter in the Chumash? Daber al bnei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem yisha yisha ki yafli lindoyer neder nazir lihazir l'Hashem ki yafli ish ki yafli. What does yafli mean? If a man will utter. How do you say to talk? The Rambam refers to all the halachos, the whole corpus of halacha referring to speech, sefer hafla. How does the Torah refer to naziros? Ish ki yafli lindor neder. Pele refers to speech. You know why Pele refers to speech? Because the body does physical things. The soul does spiritual things. Neither the body or the soul could speak. In order to fuse together the body and the soul, we need God's greatest wonder of all. What is God's greatest wonder of all? Pele? Koyach HaDibur. Koyach HaDibur is God's greatest wonder of all. Pele. Ish kiyafli. Sefer hafla. So you have a guf. You have a neshama. How do you fuse the two together? How do you glue together a body and a soul? That's a pele. Says the Holy Rama. The Rama says, you know, if you look at the end of Asher Yatzar, Asher Yatzar is about the physical nature of man. Elokai Neshama is about God's soul, a man's soul. How does Asher Yatzar end off? Roife called Basar. Now Basar refers to the physical, the intestines, the digestive tract. Umafli lasos. God acts wondrously. What is the great wonder? That God preserves the Neshama and ties a davar ruchni, the neshama, to the guf, which is a davar gashmi. Mafli lasois is the connection and fusion of the body and the soul. Ooh, says Rav Hudner, now we see how Asher Yatzar and Elokai Neshama fit together like a glove. Asher Yatzar is a creation of the body. Elokai Neshama is a creation of the soul. How do you fuse them together? How do we juxtapose Asher Yatzar with Elokai Neshama? With which two words? Umafli lasois, you act wondrously. The pele is dibur. Dibur could connect the physical man, Asher Yatzar, to the spiritual element, umafli lasois. The Asher Yatzar is connected to Elokai Neshama with hafla, with dibur. Well, by the way, says the Maharal, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately, says Rav Hunner, Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately got his speech back when the Torah was given. Because the Torah's coming down to this world was the ultimate fusion of heaven and earth. God came down, The Ruchani came down on the Har, on the Dovar Gashmi, that allowed for the ultimate fusion of heaven and earth, and now even Moshe Rabbeinu could allow his neshama to fuse with his soul, and now even Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal say, Eila HaDevarim, that when Moshe gave us the Torah, he regained his Koyach HaDibor, because through the giving of the Torah, that is the ultimate avenue and vehicle that the a davar ruchani could fuse with a davar gashmi. That's why the makeh bepatish of a garment is an imra. That is why the makeh bepatish of man is the koyach hadibur. Vayitzer el Hashem alekim es ha'adam ofar min ha'adama guf asher yotzer. Vayipach biyavam nishmas chayim neshama alekai neshama. And what does man come? Lenev ayi ha'adam lenefesh chaya leruach memalula umafli la'asais. In other words, it occurred to me, and I think this becomes very clear, what is the glue in our existence that holds together our body and our soul? It's the Koyach HaDibur. Now we understand why the Koyach HaDibur is so fundamental and essential to our life. Now we understand, you want to live long. You want to make sure your soul and body are able to hang around together and remain together and be together for a long and happy life. Make sure that the glue that holds them together is being used properly. Make sure the Koyach HaDibur is operating properly. It's well oiled. It's preserved. It's not sullied. Because so long as the Koyach HaDibur is guarded, then there's nothing stopping the body and soul from remaining together. But it is the essential ingredient of life is the Koyach HaDibur. That is the Pele, that is the Mafli La'asois, that is the glue that holds the guf together with the Neshama. Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, he was so great, he was such a holy soul that he had difficult time speaking. Ultimately, it was through the giving of the Torah that allowed Moshe Rabbeinu's soul to fuse together with his guf, and Moshe also regained the Koyach HaDibur. So Marv Rabbi said, these are a few thoughts about this great gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that behemoths don't have the Koyach HaDibur, they don't have the Nishmas Adam. It is only man that is endowed with this faculty, and this is the essential faculty to preserve our Chayim. So Yibon Shom should give us Siyata Deshmaya to be Shoymer Pinu Ula Shaynenu, and he should be Mashpia on us Chayim Aruchim Chayim Shal Shalom Chayim Shal Toiva. Okay, Rabbi Sai, thanks everyone for joining. And Bezos Hashem, we're going to be continuing the Geras Haramban this Wednesday, but we didn't start yet because I have a Simchas in the afternoon. Bez Hashem, Wednesday we're going to restart the Geras Ramban. And tonight, if anyone wants to join us for Daf HaShavua, Mem Chesam and Bezin Yivamois. Otherwise, Bracha v'Hatzlacha. Have a great day. Shkoyach.
Thank you very much.
Baruch Tia. Toda, toda. Have a good day, everyone. Call turn. Yes, Ramban is 5 p.m.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.